Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex like the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. It is 10 p.m. here on a Friday night, which means you are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair, and for the next hour, we'll be taking another look back at the 80s. And tonight, we are continuing our celebration of Miami Vice's 35th anniversary. As we did last week, we'll be only featuring music from Miami Vice's 5 seasons, which means our tribute will spread out over multiple shows, given the amount of music they are known for including. Tonight we'll wrap up season 1 and get through part of season 2. So be sure to tune in next week. In fact, I was just talking to Edward about this here. It's probably going to go on for about a month. but hey, nothing wrong with that. So, if you've missed last week's show, you can always catch the archived versions of the show on the station's website at WMFO.org, and then clicking on the schedule link near the top. You'll also find the playlist there as well. But first, we're going to start the show with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. And tonight's question is, Madonna's first major motion picture appearance was in Crazy for You, as it was named in the UK and Australia. What was the movie called in the US? And the answer is Vision Quest from 1985, starring Matthew Modine. Yeah, they actually changed the name of the movie in some other countries just to kind of ride on the coattails of Madonna's rising success, particularly with that song, Crazy For You. But there you go. And if you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic.
You ever consider a career in Southern law enforcement?
Alrighty. Time to don the Ray-Bans, pardon the pun, get back to Miami Vice.
Let's not stand on ceremony, mate. Let's start the show.
Relax, don't do it when you wanna go to it.
of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm hole of your love and mine. To feel you all around me and to take your hand along the sand. Ah, but I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, I want to bide a while behind your smile. And everywhere I'd look, your eyes I'd find. Would make me sing. Ah, but I may as well try and catch the wind. To help me to leave all my blues behind. Oh, standing in your heart is where I wanna be and long to be. Ah, but I may as well try and catch the wind. Ah,
we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod in the midst of part two of our 35th anniversary celebration of Miami Vice. And we started off the set with Frankie Goes to Hollywood from 1983. And of course, their smash hit, Relax. Autograph was in there with Turn Up the Radio from 1984's Sign In Please. And we wrapped it up there with just an absolute great track from The Blues Project, covering Donovan and with the track Catch the Wind from 1966. Donovan originally wrote that, but he actually didn't release it, his own version of it anyway, until 1972. But that track there was featured in season one. The season one episode called Golden Triangle Part 2, which starred Key Luke of 70s TV classic Kung Fu. If you're familiar with that three season, again, just an absolute classic there. He played the blind master Po. In this one, of course, he plays a nasty villain. But Catch the Wind plays right at the start of the episode as we see a very fit Castillo, played by Edward James Olmos, going for a swim in the ocean after he learns that his wife is still alive after Castillo left Southeast Asia years ago. And, yeah. So, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we are just continuing through our celebration of the Miami Vice here. There are five seasons, and I really have no idea how many shows it's going to take, but it's definitely going to go on for a few more weeks. And in the background, you are, of course, listening to the theme to Miami Vice by Jan Hammer, number one hit in the U.S. in 1985. And just to recap what I mentioned last week, you know, I'm not playing every song that appeared in Miami Vice, nor will I be playing all the greatest hits. Just trying to feature more of the deeper cuts and some of the lesser-known tracks. So, but hey, if you have any Miami Vice requests, you can always call the station at 855-915-WMFO, or feel free to drop me an email at squidpodmusic@gmail.com, and I will do my best. All right, we're going to dive right back into it here with the Reds.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. Renegades of this atomic age. This atomic age is for renegades.
Prehistoric ages and the days of ancient Greece on down to the middle ages. Planet Earth kept going to changes. Then the Renaissance came. Times continue to change. Nothing stayed the same.
Martin Luther King,
Malcolm X,
they were renegades.
Yes, the renegades
of that time. the bass.
And the tempo.
The horns and our vocals. You know every time I'm popping to the beat, we get fresh.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal's 2 Fire and Rescue, to reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I am your host, Savoir Fair, and we are still sifting through here the selections for the 35th anniversary celebration of Miami Vice that I've been doing here starting last week. And we started off that last set there with the Reds, and we heard the track Waiting for You off of their 1984 release Shake Appeal. Also from that same album, we heard Till the End, and there's a total of like three songs from that album, Shake Appeal, that appear in season one, and I think I got the fourth one appears in season two. It's just an EP. There's only four songs on it, but the band also provided music for the film Band of the Hand, which was produced by Michael Mann. Michael Mann, of course, being the executive director of Miami Vice and the director of the 2006 film adaptation of Miami Vice, which starred Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell. The Reds also composed the score for Mann's 1986 Hannibal Lecter movie, Manhunter. So, not sure how they know each other, but clearly, Michael Mann is a fan of the Reds. There you go. And then we wrapped up that set there with Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force. And this absolute classic, Renegades of Funk from 1983. We got about 20 minutes to go here before the ladies of You Know You Had to Do It to Them take over. That's right. We are just starting this week the fall semester schedule here at WMFO. So you definitely want to stick around for that at 11. But in the meantime, let's dive back into it here on Songs from the Squid Pod. You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. Hope to see you here next Friday night at 10 p.m. as we continue our celebration of the 35th anniversary of Miami Vice. Got time for one more track here, but I'm cutting it close, so pardon me if I speak really quickly. We started off that last set with Fashion, and we hit the track You Only Left Your Picture from their self-titled album from 1982, a little British new wave there for you. The System gave us The Pleasure Seekers from that album of the same name from 1985. And then we wrapped it up there with Brian Ferry and the track Windswept from his 1985 release, Boys and Girls. Brian Ferry just turned 74 yesterday. So happy birthday there, Mr. Ferry. I can't believe it's 74. I hope you all have a great weekend, and I'm going to leave you with one more track here from Lou Reed.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
Good night, ladies. Ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye. Let me tell you now, good night, ladies. Ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye. Now all night long you've been drinking your tequila, but now you've sucked your lemon peel dry, so why not get high and good night, ladies. Ladies, good night. Good night, ladies. All ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye. Good night, sweet ladies. All ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye. Bye-bye. Oh, we've been together for the long haul. this time. But now it's time to get high. Come on, let's get high and good night, ladies. Ladies, good night. Oh, I'm still missing my other half. Oh, it must be something I did in the past. Don't it just make you wanna laugh? It's a lonely Saturday night. Oh, nobody calls me on the telephone. I put another record on my stereo, but I'm still singing a song of you. It's a lonely Saturday night. Now if I was an actor or a dancer who is glamorous, then you know an amorous life would soon be mine. But now the tinsel light of starbreak is all that's left to applaud my heartbreak. And at 11 o'clock I watch the network news. Oh, whoa, whoa. Something tells me that you're really gone. You said we could be friends, but that's not what I want. Ah, anyway, my TV dinner's almost done. It's a lonely Saturday night. I mean to tell you, it's a